This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In 1 hour at 6 o'clock, right here on Grant and Danny, we're going to be joined by a beat writer who covers the Seahawks, Corbin Smith. We were already planning on talking to Corbin Smith about Bobby Wagner, the longtime Seahawk, former future Hall of Famer, who's coming to Washington, D.C. on a one-year contract. But now we got more content to cover with him after the Commanders this past hour have pulled off a trade, according to Adam Schefter, of Sam Howell, their quarterback, headed to the Seahawks for a pick swap. Washington is moving up twice in the draft order. They have gone from a fourth-round pick to a third-round pick and from a sixth to a fifth. They are gaining 24 and 27 spots, respectively, to leap up from the fourth to the third and the sixth to the fifth. Five picks in the top 78, six in the top 100. Here's where I want to go next. We'll get back to the phones, 800-636-1067. You want to chew on this with me in a minute. One of the initial takeaways among Commanders fans, it would appear, and for media members that are just kind of throwing out some speculation and what this could mean, we're all guessing, we're all playing the same game. Could moving up the board twice, by definition, adding another third and another fifth at the expense of a four and a six, could that make it more likely for Washington to be trading up to number one for Caleb Williams? How about that? The idea behind it, right, is just simple. They have a better first three-round situation than they had at the beginning of the day. They have a much better first five-round situation than they had a couple of hours ago. Instead of four picks in the top 95, I think it was, they've now got five in the top 78. Instead of five picks in the top 100, they now have six. If you wanted to trade up to number one to get Caleb Williams, hypothetically, it's probably easier to do that after this Howell trade than before it. I will agree to those terms. I can give you a retweet verbally on that. I'll endorse that idea. If you wanted to trade up for Caleb Williams, you probably have better ammunition to fire off in doing that now than you did before you traded Howell and got a third and a five. But I'm not believing it or buying it. I'm standing my ground. Have to trade up. The gap to me between Williams and the other guys is not big enough. If they think it is, go get them. If they think Caleb Williams is the next Mahomes, if they think Caleb Williams could be a special elite game changer and they don't love May or Daniels and the gap between Williams and those other guys is so sizable and substantial that they think the only way to get a quarterback that's going to be a gold jacket-wearing Hall of Fame GOAT who's in our Ring of Fame is to go up to one because we got to get Caleb Williams, then sure, I got no problem going up. I just, using my own thinking cap here, based on the people that I talk to around football that are a lot smarter than me, I don't see the gap between Williams and the other guys as large enough. And from a fit standpoint, I don't think it makes sense for Washington to do it. You got too many other needs. You got too many other problems to give up a king's ransom to move up to number one, which is what it would take. So that's going to be part of the reaction. Better draft compensation, better ammunition, more chance, more likely that they go get Caleb Williams. I don't necessarily buy the last part. Maybe the odds change slightly in a sports book. Maybe the percentage chance of them moving up goes up a couple of points today. But I still think it's well under 50% and it's low. You sit at two, you take a QB. If I had to trade up or trade back, I'd trade back. As long as I could still get a quarterback, I'm probably not trading back lower than four or five. So how realistic is that even? But my actual preference and what I think they're going to do is just sit at two and take a QB. But that's now the conspiracy theory. That's one of the reactions that we're seeing. We can get back into that a little bit later on, and I'll do my best to debunk it, I suppose. Although, like everybody else right now, with Adam Peters moving and shaking, I don't know anything. All right, let's get to the BetQL guest hotline to get some info on the deal. Ben Standing of The Athletic covers the Commanders. Ben, how surprised were you when you saw this break today?
Well, the timing wasn't great, nor has it been for almost any of their moves. We were literally in a Zoom with one of the players who at the moment I'm completely blanking on.
Did everyone just walk out? Like, there's no way anyone was asking him any more questions after that.
So I think it was it Nick Allegretti, I think. I was like actually asking him a question when I, you know, my phone did something and I looked and saw it. And yes, it was, I then realized that others had also, you know, turned their camera off at least and gone from there. Because obviously, yes, this is pretty seismic news. But in terms of the trade itself, I'm not surprised that Sam Howell was traded really at all. I mean, even before they had signed Mariota, my whole thought was, if you're going to draft this quarterback at two, whoever it may be, you need to do whatever you can to maximize that situation. And that includes, you know, having some sort of a veteran mentor in the room, or maybe even having a veteran that the coaching staff would feel comfortable with using early in the season if the kid isn't ready. Sam Howell's interesting. Sam Howell's got potential. I think he is, at a minimum, looks like a higher-end QB2 in this league, and maybe more based on what we saw, especially in the first half of last year. But mentor, he is not. And having, having him there with a rookie, I'm not saying it would be like overly confusing, like there'd be some heated debate the way maybe Chicago will have if they don't trade Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams. But, you know, it could be potentially a little awkward. The fact that they were able to get an actual third-round pick for this and a sort of the overall value of the trades per the Jimmy Johnson trade chart was like a net third, high-end third for them, kind of makes it almost a no-brainer. I know there was a lot of discussion about what Howell's value is worth in a trade market. I reported a week ago that, you know, two executives in the league thought a fourth-round pick was plausible. This is basically that. So, you know, all things being equal, it's always a risk to trade a young quarterback with promise. But when you're about to get a young quarterback with promise and you have so many needs, I think it was kind of a no-brainer.
I'm pretty stunned, frankly, by the compensation, if I could say that. And I'm really impressed that Peters and his crew got this done. So I guess a few different things, and I'll let you tag in and see where you want to go. Number one, let's just say it's effectively a 40-year point. I think that's incredible for Sam Howell, and kudos to you, because I've referenced what you had in your Athletic story a couple times this week, and a few people around the league like hit me up and were like, no way they'd get a four. That's crazy. And I kind of agreed with that, to be honest with you. They kind of did. So that's number one. Number two, though, having a real GM is just so different, isn't it? I mean, they're doing things that are not like just the most obvious. Well, I guess if they trade Sam Howell, maybe they'll get a 6 or a 7 or whatever. Like a pick swap where they go up 24 and 27 spots and, you know, they're working the phones with the team and way out of the box creative trade. Not only is the value awesome, but I just think everything they're doing, it just feels so different. Like, I don't know how to say it other than, wow, it's cool to have a general manager.
Yeah, you want Peters to cook. And
he's cooking. He's got his chef jacket on. He's got his hat on. He's got a little mouse pulling his hair, telling him what to do. He's throwing some broccoli in a pan. It's happening.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, look, this is, you know, you were on my podcast yesterday, and one of the things we discussed on the football side of things is how, like, a guy like Frankie Louvu, how Dan Quinn is going to use him is going to be so fascinating, not just because of the fact that Louvu is a versatile player you can use a lot, in a lot of spots, but because Dan Quinn is – that's his move. He wants to have guys that can be here, be there, et cetera, all over the place. And Washington last year, primarily, even with, you know, when they had Montez Sweat and Chase Young, it was fairly conventional. The four guys line up in the sort of the standard spot. There wasn't a lot of movement around the defense, and that's kind of how it went. And it's now, I feel like, the same thing with the front office. Whatever the moves that were being made, you know, the one sort of interesting move like they made in a trade over the last 3 or 4 years was a trade that acquired Sam Howell, moving down from 11 to 16 in the 2022 draft. That is a pretty generic deal, though. This is a bit more creative, and the fact that it involves a quarterback. I mean, you know, look, it's easy to say, you know, you should trade Sam Howell in this scenario, but it's still a gutsy move. You know, he's got potential. I think because the year ended so poorly for him and the team, you know, we forget how good he was looking early on. And more to that point, he was doing it amid, you know, an offense, you know, on an offense that was giving up 65 sacks, a new coordinator who, you know, it just wasn't working out. The constant feeling with this team that everybody knew that the shoe was about to drop one way or the other with new ownership and that the changes was coming. And he did that, got hit all the time, never missed a game. There's a lot to like about Sam Howell. He's just not necessarily, when you have the number two pick in the draft, it fails in comparison to that. And that's ultimately, I think, what did him in. But other team, clearly, at least Seattle, recognized, hey, there's potential here. And like I said, you know, the teams that were talking about a fourth, I mean, I think one of those teams was the least in the quarterback market this cycle. So, you know, I think people recognize Sam's potential, but, you know, now we'll see what he does to Seattle.
I'll let you go on this because I know you're working right now and you got a lot going on. The immediate reaction is going to be they got better ammunition for a trade-up, which I think is pretty obvious. Also, doesn't have to mean anything, right? It doesn't. They also just made a good trade where the value was crazy. What's your reaction if somebody says this makes it easier to go get Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I get a raise at work, it makes it easier for me to go buy a Porsche, but it doesn't really mean I can still afford it or somebody wants to sell me one. I don't know if that's a good analogy. I feel like after the combine, I felt pretty locked into the Bears were good with Caleb Williams, that there seemed to be whatever concerns existed seemed to be addressed. Now, we'll see. There's still plenty of time for things to change, but I just don't know if I see the Bears trading him. And then to the point I heard you say, and I kind of agree, I don't know what Peters and company think of Williams versus Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, or maybe even versus J.J. McCarthy, but the gap would have to be pretty significant for them to, knowing all that they need to fix with this roster, trading away picks when you can get a quarterback who many believe to be a really good prospect. And, you know, another thing you and I were discussing last night, so far in free agency, for all the new guys they have, what are we up to, 14, I want to say, or something like that, with new people, almost the majority of them are on very short-term contracts. They are here. These additions were made to clear the path for Peters to do what he wants in the draft. He won't be feeling as obligated that he has to do this or has to do that because they're missing pieces. They can move around the board. They can attack what they want, you know, pretty easily. If you trade away a bunch of those picks, obviously you get that quarterback if you think Caleb Williams is that much better, but you lose that flexibility. So not to mention you're probably giving up a first-round pick next year. So it just doesn't seem to me to be their MO unless their report, you know, their evaluation is that Williams is so much better. I just don't know if I'm going to think that's the way it's going to be.
Ben, thank you. I know you're busy. Appreciate you hopping aboard.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. See you guys.
All right, be good. There's Ben Standing. Go check out his work in The Athletic. I cannot believe that the Commanders got what they got for Sam Howell in a world where Mac Jones went for a sixth and Ritter today went for a back of the roster receiver that maybe Arizona was going to cut. And I know Sam Howell's better than Desmond Ritter, and he's more valuable than Mac Jones. In fact, I was texting with someone yesterday, a buddy of mine who covers the NFL, pretty legitimate NFL reporter. And he hit me up and he's like, I heard you say some, or maybe I tweeted it, I don't remember, but he's like, I heard you say you think Sam Howell could go for a four. And I was like, no, I don't think he could go for a four. But it's been written in The Athletic, among other places, that at least one GM has thrown that out there, that maybe you could get a four for him. He's like, that's crazy. Mac Jones went for six. And we were arguing and talking, and I'm like, he's better than Mac Jones right now, this moment. He's got more value. He's younger. He's 23, 4,000 yards, 20-plus touchdowns. Not a great situation. Last year, first year as a starter, we kind of went around and around on that. And my point in bringing it up is, I think there were a lot of people that just kind of thought, after the Jones deal for a sixth, and especially after Ritter went for a song today, a receiver that wasn't going to make the Cardinals probably, okay, well, anything you thought you were going to get for Sam Howell, you might as well scale it back. And then, boom, goes the dynamite. That's Adam Peters' music, and Washington's moving up into the third and into the fifth rounds with pick swaps. You got to hit on the picks. Really, the thing that matters here is they've got to make the amazing assets that they've got worth it. But six picks in the top 100, man. Five in the top 78. What value by Adam Peters for a quarterback? Like, we can debate how good Howell is. Are they making a mistake moving on from him? All those things. If you think he's a starter and he's going to be better than Drake May or Jaden Daniels or whatever, it'll look bad down the road. That's fine. You can have your take. I think it's flawed and incorrect, but everyone's allowed to have the opinion. And right now, there's nothing right. There's nothing wrong. We're just conflicting. But here's what cannot be refuted. The value of this is a quarterback who's going to be third on my depth chart or not on my team, and I'm trading him, and I'm getting a late third, early fourth for him? That is a win the size of, you know, the 91 Redskins against a bad team. That is a win like Belichick in New England 52-7 over Gibbs' Redskins back in 05 or whatever that was. Sam Howell to Seattle, pick swap. Washington moving up 24 and 27 spots. They've added a third and a fifth round pick. Radio's in Manassas. What's up, Radio?
Hey, what's up, man?
How long you time no hear, dude.
Dude, no time for it, but promotions at work. I got, like, no time. But
look
today
at you.
I wanted to make time. But
congrats.
But what's that?
Congrats.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, a lot of responsibility, but that's another time I'll tweet you. But, no, I mean, I'm really happy for Sam Howell. Look, at the end of the day, he got killed last year midway through the season. Eventually, his confidence was gone. He's better than what we saw, but we definitely had to move on. But now he's got three good receivers with Lockett, Metcalf, and Jigba. He's got two really good tackles and Abraham Lucan, Chris Cross, you know, so he's going to have an opportunity to go in there, but let's be very clear. He's not the starter. When you think a guy's a guy to start, you're going to offer a pick, not pick swaps. But I really want to talk about what Adam Peters did because, like, look, dude, this guy is really good, and not just because of the moves we've made. A really, you know, an average GM would have just made a trade for a fifth pick, fifth round pick, just to gain that extra pick. But by doing what he did, he has every opportunity now with pick 36 or pick 40 in the second to trade back again and get one or two extra picks. Great GMs make those types of decisions, man. So I'm really excited, rookie GM or not. This guy's making all the right moves, and I think Sam Howell's going to have a shot, man.
Appreciate you. He may get a chance to play in Seattle this year. I was kind of outlining how it could work, where Geno's in his final year. He comes in, they compete. Geno gets the job because of all the money he's making. They get off to a slow or mid start. By the middle of the season, they turn things over to Howell to give him a look-see going into the final year of his contract. If he plays well, maybe he's the guy going into 2025. And if he doesn't, you know, maybe they're drafting a QB. I just don't know what is John Schneider's angle here. They don't have a second-round pick, by the way. You know that? So they took their third and moved back to the fourth for probably your backup quarterback. I don't get that at all. We got to check in with Drabby, who's the resident Seattle Seahawks mark on the staff, because I can't imagine he's feeling good about this. But maybe he's steamed up for – he's not really a howler, I don't think, but I don't know. Maybe he is now. Maybe he already ordered the jersey. 800-636-1067. Massive news. Live on the Fan. We've been breaking it down. Sam Howell to the Seattle Seahawks for a pick swap. Washington sent its fourth and its sixth, got a third and a fifth. They now have six picks in the top 100, five in the top 78. Adam Peters and this front office cooking early in free agency. We're Grant and Danny. No Danny today on the Fan.
With Sam, kind of the same thing I've been saying about him. We're really excited to work with him. So, in terms of the tape, everything we've said, he's extremely talented. He's athletic. He's tough as heck. Got a chance to talk with him a couple weeks ago. I really like him. I know DQ really likes him too. So does Cliff. So that's going to factor into the decision making process. But again, we're still kind of — that's down the road for a few weeks at least until we really start deciding on what we're going to do there.
So that was Adam Peters a few weeks ago. A few weeks at least. Well, he was right. A few weeks later, Sam Howell was traded. Now, this is the first time I'd say he said something that wasn't exactly what he meant based on all of his actions. When he said we're really excited to work for him and we all love him. And maybe they do, and maybe they were. But look, if Seattle called you up and said, we'll give you a late three, early four for Sam Howell, you go, hell yeah, let's get it done. I don't really know what the angle is for the Seahawks. I'm going to be very honest with you. The Jimmy Johnson trade chart says the pick swap for Washington to go up 24 and 27 picks respectively. They literally left the fourth and went into the third, left the sixth, went into the fifth. That basically they traded Sam Howell for a late three, early four in value. And if Seattle didn't have Geno Smith on the roster and he was going to start for them, even though I would say I think you're going to find that he's probably more of a QB2 than a QB1, you could say that that's great value to kick the tires and have a shot. But I think he's a backup to start the year. Maybe he plays for the second half of the season as they get ready to move on from Geno. But I wanted to get Drabhawks onto the show. Our buddy Drabby from the Junkies, who is a Seahawks mark. Yeah. Drab, I want to know, what am I missing here? What is Seattle doing?
I don't know. I've been face palming for the last hour. I don't understand it. I'm frustrated. I'm venting on Twitter. I want John Schneider fired already. I can't fathom what they're doing. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Geno Smith is the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks in 2024. I don't know what Adam Schefter's tweeting, that there's a QB competition. That's not happening. They would have released Geno 2 weeks ago before the roster bonus.
Well, remember, he makes $26 million and Howell makes $1 million. Sam ain't starting over him.
Which is fine. Okay, fine. Then you're going to get rid of Geno next year, right? So after the year, so then you got Sam Howell for $1 million. But this is the year. There's 28 quarterbacks in this year's draft. You're just giving away draft picks. You're just bumping down. Just send us down the list here. As there's just littered with premium quarterbacks in this draft. This is the year to get one. I don't want Sam Howell. I know everyone else here loved him a month ago. I don't like Sam Howell as a quarterback. Nice guy. He's not what I want on my team. Could you throw him in there for a game or two? Yes, but I don't want to waste time on Sam Howell. Everyone's telling me Penix is too old. Nix is too old. Oh, but Sam Howell, there, he's a great young prospect. They're the same age.
Drabby, I'm looking at your draft right now. You guys don't have a second-round pick.
We don't have a second-round pick. We traded it for dumb Leonard Williams from the Giants.
And now so you just traded 78 to go back to 102.
So this is the Seahawks. They have the 16th pick. They're going to trade from 16 down to 24, down to 29, down to 48. So we can fill out a roster.
I'm wondering.
I'm curious.
How lit it up against Baltimore in the preseason? Remember Mike McDonald, your new head coach, defensively coaching. Howell had a great preseason game in the dress rehearsal on national TV. Then he balled out against Seattle. Now, the numbers are a little inflated because Brian Robinson ran about a mile on two short passes. But he went for 312 and 3 in Seattle. So maybe McDonald and Schneider are just really high on him from their personal experiences.
It must have been the only game they've seen of Sam Howe. They must have not have seen the 21 interceptions and the 1,900 sacks he took. What are we watching? He's 5'9".
He's about 6 foot.
I want my quarterback to be 6'4". That's what I want.
Well, you're not taking one this year now. I promise you that.
If they do something crazy and draft, I'm putting this out there. If they draft Michael Penix and he falls and they draft him, I retract everything. All right?
But makes even less sense, though.
I know, but I love Penix, and I was trying not to get too excited, and I was trying to downplay it, but I really wanted him on the Seahawks. That's honestly why I'm so angry.
Not that you just gave up a late three or an early four. I mean, Mac Jones went for a six. Desmond Ridder went for a receiver that was about to get cut. And you guys gave up an early four or a late three.
Has John Snyder turned on ESPN the last week and seen what these guys are going for?
I saw a rumor. I don't know if you've seen this or not, that Adam Peters is wanted in the Pacific Northwest for what he just did to John Schneider. Is that true?
He took him to the woodshed. Give me Nathan Peterman. Give me A.J. McCarron. Tyrod. I don't care. A backup. Throw any bum in there. Why are we giving up valuable draft picks and slots for a backup? I don't understand. A mediocre one at that. I know you like him, but I disagree.
No, I don't. I think he's a backup. I mean, I think he's a high-end backup, I guess, if we disagree on that. But I wanted nothing to do with him as the starter here. This was to me, anyone who still thought he had a shot, number one, was just a goose. It's a new ownership group, a new GM, and a new head coach. When they come in, unless you're awesome, they're probably finding their own guy. When you lead the league in picks and sacks, there's no chance. But there is a contingent, as you know, I'm sure they call into the junkies too, of fans in this town, the Howlers. They're the same people who loved Heinicke. They're the same people who thought Wentz actually played okay. No, it's the same group that just, whoever it is, they're going to like him.
We took calls today from a guy who still wanted Hal to start this year.
Of course. I'm telling you, I get DMs on Instagram every single day from people going, Sam Howell, man, it's got to be Howell. You're not giving Howell enough credit as the starter. It's like,
come to the Pacific Northwest. Come be a Seahawks fan. You can take my spot for the next 2 years.
I'm just looking at your tweets now. 1 hour ago, I guess right when it broke, oh, come on. That was your first. Was that based on this trade or was that something else?
Yeah. I just had to fire something out there as I slumped back in my chair.
Oh, my God. You were Rick. John Schneider stabbed Pete in the back, cuts everyone, signs no one, and then trades away our third for a little person. Great job so far. You were so salty.
I haven't really calmed down. I'm going to be honest with you. Now my voice is hurting.
All right. Well, we had to get you on the horn. I needed to touch the people in Seattle.
Tune into the Junkies tomorrow morning. I'll have more to say. Maybe I'll be more sensible.
6 a.m. Drab will have his full research and homework done.
Right.
I'll bet tomorrow you're going to love this. You're going to sleep on this. You're going to wake up. You're going to order a Howell jersey first thing in the morning.
Okay. Let's take a bet on that.
See you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah. See ya. There's old Drab t-shirt. Pick swap. Equal to a late third, early fourth. All right, enough about the Seattle perspective. I really can't remember. I'm over talking about what the Seahawks did because it doesn't make sense to me. But we're in Washington, D.C., not Washington State. So I suppose I need to focus on the Commanders element of this, which is to say, now can we talk about drafting a quarterback at number two? Or are you guys still not willing to admit that it's definitely happening? You guys know who you were. All those people are like, but what about? Not anymore. Let's go to Tony in Germantown on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, Grant, man? Yo, I'm one of the ones to think that this is a ploy to kind of move up to get Caleb Williams. I really think this is. But also, I'm glad they did this because the one thing I would have hated is having Sam on the team, and then we draft a rookie, and then next thing you know, it's kind of like a RG3, Kirk Cousins type thing, even though Sam's been here a year, where the rookie messes up, have a bad game or so, and you're going to have the Howlers out there howling, Sam, put Sam in or whatever. get him off. You got him off the team, and now you have a clean slate. You got a veteran there, Mariota. You bring in the rookie, and you let the rookie cook. But like I said, I'm one of the ones that think that this may be a thing that you get more ammunition to move up to get Caleb Williams.
Appreciate you. I would feel more good or confident about that theory if they added a pick. They didn't really. They have the same quantity. Now, the quality is better, right? You swap out a 4 for a 3. You swap out a 6 for a 5. So, yes, what they've got is more enticing to Chicago, unequivocally. But it's the same number of picks, basically. So you can sweeten the pot by saying instead of giving you 102, we're giving you 78 or whatever. And that helps. But the reason I that would, you know, the move that would make me, that would give me reason to think, well, maybe they want Caleb Williams, is if they do something where they go add draft picks. Now, I'm just making this up, so don't think this is a thing. But if they were to trade John Allen right now for like a 2, 4, and 5 or something, I'd be like, wow, that's a lot of picks. What are they doing with all those picks? Maybe they like the idea of packaging some picks together and still having enough to add pieces. This was, they have the same number of picks. They just upped the value. And whether you're going to get Caleb Williams or not, you can't turn this deal down. You view him as your quarterback 3. You don't plan on playing him at all this coming season. And a team's willing to offer you what is, according to the Jimmy Johnson draft chart, a late 3rd, early 4th. You don't ask any questions. You just hang up the phone and say thank you. Let's get it done. 800-636-1067. What does the trade signify to you? And what do you make of what Adam Peters pulled off? Also, Ron Rivera was live on the radio like minutes after this trade on, I believe, on BetQL, which is one of our Odyssey stations. We've got what Ron Rivera said about the trade. We'll play that for you next on The Fan. Darius, you know the drill on this show. Sarah McLachlan's going to have to say goodbye to Sam Howell tonight at 6:20 or so. Sam Howell's been traded to the Seattle Seahawks. He led the NFL in passing attempts last year, led the NFL in interceptions, in sacks taken, quarterback rating of 78.9. The numbers are, I mean, it doesn't matter how you slice them or dice them. They're bad. They're just not good. Here's the case you can make for Sam. The offensive line was not built well enough to help him be great in his first year. The offensive coordinator, who didn't get any other cracks at that role this year, had to go to college to get a gig, did not help him with his play calling or his plan or his design. Now, I think what's also fair is that Howell made life on the line very hard. He's never going to be a guy that takes a low amount of sacks. He's always going to hold the ball and take sacks. Part of his game, it has been since college. But even if you're a big Sam Howell fan, even if you're, we're calling him Howlers, right? Even if you're one of these folks that thinks he got a raw deal, that he's going to be a really good starter, that they're moving on from him too soon, and that will always be the case. Find me a quarterback who gets a season and is moved on from. There will be a faction of a fan base that says, raw deal, has what it takes, he's getting screwed. Only 23 years old. Only 18 games under his belt. You've got to admit, even if you're in that camp, that if he is going to be the third quarterback, which is what was happening after Mariota got $6 million, and with them taking a QB at 2, and if they were not going to start him, then it is a no-brainer. It is a categorical, complete layup to trade him wherever you have to get what they got from Seattle. If you're just joining us, the pick swaps from the 4th to the 3rd round, from the 6th to the 5th round, they go up 24 and 27 spots. You add up the value, it is the equivalent on a draft chart to basically being a late 3rd round pick, early 4th round pick for Sam Howell. Right before the trade today, all day yesterday, whenever Howell came up, I said the highest rumor in terms of compensation I've seen is 4th round, and I don't believe that they can get that. 5th round, you got to think about. 6th round, probably not worth it unless, you know, it's very top of the 6th round. They got a late 3rd, early 4th. This is a no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. You want to watch Sam Howell highlights tonight and look back on the fond memories of last season? Watch the 3 games against the Eagles, Patriots, and Seahawks weeks 8, 9, and 10 when he was dealing. That was as good as it got last year. There were other really good games like at Denver. But those three games in succession, I remember talking to someone high-ranking in the org at that point where they said, this guy could be the real deal. We could have our starter. And then it came crashing down in the biggest way after that. Got benched a couple of times the rest of the way. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Kevin in Arlington, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Grant, please tell me that guy high up in the organization that said that about Sam is gone. Nothing against Sam, but after Darius does the Sarah McLachlan, can we also have a moment of silence for the Howlers?
This is a good idea. You know what? Let's do it right now, Kevin. Right now, you and I. Moment of silence for the Howlers.
May God bless them all. Now, Grant, this has been a masterclass of GMing, and it's unbelievable. It's his first shot as a full-time GM. And it's in this regard. I mean, it's just give me a minute. You start with, okay, it was hot garbage what was left. What was left by the Marty Party and Ron was basically hot garbage of a roster with a handful of exceptions. So he had to use free agency. But he has masterfully done it with short contracts, affordable deals, and as everybody's been saying, we're going to have more cap space next year from the guys we move on from. I mean, everything from the fit to the price to the term. I mean, we've been having GM envy for 25 years since Charlie Casserly, Fleece Ditka, and the Saints for Ricky Williams that ended up giving us Champ Bailey, a Hall of Famer, and other pieces. We haven't had true GM excellence in 25 years, but we've had it across town with the Caps, and we've had it across town with the Nats, and we had it just up 95 in Baltimore and Philly with their football team. So to me, that's what this is all about. People, trust the process. This is a professional GM who knows what he is doing. It's been a masterclass by Harris when you consider he got Peters. Peters wasn't leaving the Bay Area for anything. That's his hometown. I have family in the Bay Area that said he'll never leave. He loves it here. Here he is. Look what he's doing. It's just incredible, Grant. I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
No.
I'm saying we're on a course. We're on a course to be relevant this year, just as they were his first year in San Francisco with Kyle.
Yeah, Kev, they're going to be better. They're going to be competitive. They're going to win more than four games. They're going to win, hopefully, in more than seven or eight. But that's, to me, about where you're at right now. It's a lot of one-year deals. They're going to have a lot of money next year when they're closer and feel like it's time to go add top-of-the-market free agents. Less of the one- and two-year bargains and more of the impact guys. So I'm on board with the plan. I think they've done a good job. You're not going to bat 1,000. I hope they bat 500, 600, 650 would be great, something like that, both on the 16 free agent moves or the Hal trade or whatever it is. But just having an actual executive wheeling and dealing feels like a really, really big deal. Breaking news right now. Into the Fan, this is Commanders related. Breaking news on the Fan brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Former Commanders wide receiver Curtis Samuel to the Buffalo Bills. 3 years, $24 million. Deal could be worth up to $30 million. That's a sexy fit there. I like that. Going to pair up with Josh Allen. They lost Gabe Davis, so assuming Stephon Diggs is still there, he could be the wide receiver too in the slot option. In Buffalo with the Bills, Curtis Samuel, 3 years, $24 million, leaving the Commanders as expected to go to Buffalo. Corbin Smith covers the Seahawks. He'll join us next to discuss Sam Howell being traded to Seattle and the addition of Bobby Wagner. Feels like a couple of days ago now and way less exciting now with such big news today. But Corbin Smith joins us next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.